What's funny, I've been actually been unable to resist sweet treats, and I'm just literally like, the belly's coming, dude. I'm going to hit probably 240. I'm 195. Please. Oh, it's just,
please,
again,
dude,
it's unavoidable.
If you get thick, dude, I'd be so happy.
I'm pretty thick, bro. I'm like,
I know,
I'm
but
like 190.
I mean, if you get fat, I'll be, it's dude, you're fat McCusker, dude, I'll be so fucking,
it's
happy.
Unavoidable, dude.
Oh, my
it's
God.
It's literally, and plus, too, it's like,
Fat McCusker.
Dude, Fat Matt.
Fat Matt.
Fat Matt's
Husky.
Been in the tomb since like
Matt
sophomore McCusky. Year, dude.
Dude, please get thick.
I don't think I can, I don't think I have any other choice.
I mean, if you're having a child, you have to get fat. It's the only way, if you have a son,
mm-hmm.
the only way you're going to get him to respect you is if you're fat.
I know this.
The only dads that are respected are thick, sassy daddies.
For sure. Well, I have.
That's been a long, well, now that's in the lost, that's the Old Testament, but thick, sassy daddies is dude. Like a very, that well, commands respect.
Oh, for sure. If you're too skinny as a dad.
Dude, Beezer's dad?
Yeah,
you see, he looks like fucking Andy Reid, dude.
Bull,
he looks
dude.
Like a walrus. You listen to Beezer's dad, dude.
You just can't be pushed out of the way, yeah. Dude. I think I have. I've come down with Cuvade syndrome.
What's that?
Cuvade syndrome is when you start mimicking the symptoms of pregnancy. It's a real dude. It's so funny.
Like men lactate.
Sort of, but ew. It's more of like a psychological thing where like, dude, it's so fucking, I was
well,
reading
yeah,
about
men,
this.
Men get like, they start going in the sweet treats.
You start getting emotional. You start like eating a lot more. I have Cuvade, dude. It's not my fault.
Wow.
I have Cuvade syndrome. It's like men start to like, they'll be like, my back hurts.
Oh, you have hormones right now. Yeah. Your hormones are going crazy.
I was really wondering. I'm like, I wonder if I do like somehow breathe these in from sitting around her. Like, I'm sure she's breathing them out, sweating them out. I'm sure I'm somehow, if you tested my, apparently when dudes have a kid, their testosterone dips a little bit.
Mm.
I think it's from being around. I think it when
really?
The,
you would think the opposite.
No, when the pussy opens.
I think it would get you more like, I got to kill everything around me. I got to protect my seed.
You do, but you get it in like a girl way. You're like,
I don't like these things around my son.
Oh my God.
What did you say?
I think
what did you
I
say
think
to
when
him?
The child comes out, like a vapor cloud of just hormones hit you and you're like, oh,
I'm fucking gay.
It's like the slug from Men in Black, dude. It comes out your throat.
Damn.
Yeah,
so you
man.
Think you're going to be soft soon?
Hell no, bro. Not me. I'm going to leave my kid. Dude, just prove a point. I have
Cuvade.
The only way you can fight your Cuvade is to leave your kid.
True.
So if you have Cuvade,
you should abandon your son.
I gotta get rid of this Cuvade syndrome, dude.
The only way to get rid of it is to abandon your boy.
For sure. Yeah. At least it was like, you know, puberty years. I'm gonna go like high, you know, high in the hills, learn how to live off the land. He'll find me.
You think he'll come find you?
Yeah, big boy. He's waiting for you, boy.
I was up here.
It's like, why'd you leave me, Pa? Like, I had fucking Cuvade syndrome. God damn it.
My thighs were getting thick again.
I had fucking Cuvade, oh, you man. Little selfish prick.
Never mind.
Still not
to...
recognized totally by the FDA, but some people think that happens.
Dude, I was talking to...
You
so
cut...
shit sucks for a month?
Yeah. So I'm in spiritual ketosis right now.
Okay.
So it's like... It was funny, actually. Last night, I was like reading my book in bed, and Brittany said something to me. I turned and looked to her, and my face was just drained of all, like... light and any kind of like positivity, and I just looked at her and I was just like, huh? I made this like a horrible. She was like, what's wrong with you? And I was like, oh, nothing's wrong
it's
with
a
me.
Dopamine fast.
It's a dopamine fast. I'm getting ready for mushrooms.
Oh my God, dude. You're gonna be a great father.
Dude, I'm telling you, this is what you need to do. This is the stuff people need to do.
This is the stuff of
so
life.
You prepare yourself so you
please
take...
abandon your kid.
I have to, of course I'm gonna do that. Of course. You have to
Because then your kid's going to go back and find, they're going to find the testaments.
Yeah, he's going to be like,
holy
that'll
shit,
be the quest.
My dad was retarded.
No, he'll be like, oh my God, what is this fucking knowledge?
Wow.
Dude,
you should start leaving Easter eggs for where your son can find you. Where do you think you're going to hide?
Not far, Delaware County somewhere.
It was still within, you know, the city limits.
He'll be able to look me up.
Yeah.
But yeah, the idea is to take all the things out. So you observe yourself in like a stripped, raw, naked state, and you're like, oh, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, I'm eating fucking banana bread every chance I get. So then...
That's okay. Dude get fat.
Well,
you
I don't mind.
You should be fat.
I will be fat, trust me. Yeah. There's I cannot stop. My body is set up to be fat.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
There's no way you can stop
you
it.
You being fat is going to be the best thing ever.
There's no way to stop that. But I want to get fat from like rich stews.
Yeah, hearty,
you know what I mean?
Hearty meals.
I want to get like a salt and fat. I don't want to be like a fucking...
Cake fat. You don't want cake fat.
Yeah.
You want meat and potatoes fat.
I want meat and potatoes. That's what I'm going for.
Yes.
So that's, like, I don't want to... I got to watch that.
Yeah. It's tough. Sweet treat fat is pretty corny.
Yeah,
you look,
dude.
You look.
I'm trying to get hard. I'm trying to get like
a doofus. Yeah, you want
hard fat.
You want
Phil
Gillis. You want
exactly.
Phil Gillis.
Yeah.
You want the Phil Gillis bod. Just like
I'm gone in for it.
For somehow it's hard. The fat.
Have you ever
harder.
Seen my dad?
No.
You've never seen my
I've
dad.
I've never even seen your dad.
What?
Is he fat?
What?
Is your dad fat?
Dude, he's like maybe an inch taller than me. Like he was like he lost weight now because he had type 2 diabetes. Dude, my dad hit like he was 6 feet. Maybe five. No, he was 6 feet. He was up to like 270 at a certain point.
Damn,
my dad was a
you have a fat dad,
thick bull, dude. Now he's so he has like his arm. He has like big, thick arms, thick legs, and then just like so he looks like a normal, like a kind of like a regular proportioned man.
Pot belly,
dude.
Pot belly.
He had an
Jesus.
Iron pot belly, dude.
Yeah, dude. And if you touch it, it's
solid. Rock
solid,
dude.
As a rock.
It's fully metastasized.
How did they get
dude.
This?
It's beer or something. It's like beer and physical work. If you drink beer and work, your fat turns to literally your fat
yeah,
turns
just,
to muscle.
You just have a ball. You're just a bowling ball, dude. Yeah, dude. Phil, I remember as a kid, like tapping him on the belly and just being like,
"How
is that?
Rock solid, dude.
How is that when I'm just a jelly bitch?
I think the anger turns your fat hard after a while.
No,
I think you petrify.
I'd be jacked if that was the case. I'm fucking furious.
I don't know how that happens, dude.
I would get on Reddit once and just be like the Hulk.
Yeah, yeah. And just like, your belly would just fucking bust through your shirt.